Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing our lesson, Reaching for Records. And of course, in our last lesson, we talked about Ashrita Furman, who has set many world records. We also learned about the history of the Guinness Book of World Records, or the Guinness World Records, as it is now called. Now, I wonder about recent records. Do you know of any recent world records? Maybe something that was set this year, Carolyn?
Well, there was a record set this year for the oldest man alive, and then the oldest man who has been living in recent history. His name was Jiroman Kimura, and he was from Japan. He was 116 years old, and his birthday, I think, was May, and then he passed away in June.
Wow, 116 years old. Man, that's a lot of green tea, probably. Those kinds of things can keep you healthy. Well, what other things have you learned about recently? Talk about them with your friends in English. And of course, right now, let's get started in our lesson for today. The topic is Pursuit of Records.
Reaching for Records. Pursuit of Records. Breaking a world record requires extraordinary skill. But why spend time developing extraordinary skill at crushing eggs with one's toes or balancing a ladder on one's chin? Fame. According to two-time world record breaker Larry Olmsted, everyone wants to be famous. Breaking a record is a way to gain some recognition even if you don't become a household name. Fortune. Alistair Galpin has made a career of breaking records. He gives school presentations about his experiences and offers companies publicity for sponsoring his record-breaking attempts.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Ever wonder why people work so hard to earn a world record? Don't worry, we'll find out in today's article. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Pursuit. Pursuit is a noun. The actor's friends encouraged him in his pursuit of success. Recognition. Recognition is a noun. At a banquet last night, the scientist received recognition for his many discoveries. Publicity. Publicity is a noun. The accident at the factory brought the company bad publicity. Compelling. Compelling is an adjective. Everyone was touched by Kyle's compelling story. Your more information words are sponsor. Sponsor is a verb. Anti-bullying. Anti-bullying is an adjective. Let's get started.
Well, there are many reasons why people want to break these world records, and here our section is titled Pursuit of Records, and pursuit is one of the words from our word bank. Now, what is a pursuit, Gabe?
Well, if you're in pursuit of something, that means you're chasing after something. So, the verb form of this word is pursue, P-U-R-S-U-E. What are you pursuing? Well, some people are in pursuit of records. They are pursuing breaking some kind of world record.
Or trying to make a new record or set a new record. Like yesterday, we were learning about a man named Ashrita Furman, and he seemed to set some very interesting records, like balancing a pool cue on his finger. Perhaps no one had ever done that before.
That's right. Well, why do people pursue these kinds of records? We read here, breaking a world record requires extraordinary skill, but here's a good question. But why spend time developing extraordinary skill at crushing eggs with one's toes or balancing a ladder on one's chin? Actually, those things were things that Ashrita Furman did. The man from yesterday's lesson, he did these things. Carolyn, have you ever crushed eggs with your toes?
No, that is not a skill I have developed.
No?
Gabe, can you balance a ladder on your chin?
No, but I guess I could try. I'll go get a ladder right now.
Well, I don't know if we have time for that because, well, we want to spend some time with Liz.
Oh, yes.
In the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this question. But why spend time developing extraordinary skill at crushing eggs with one's toes or balancing a ladder on one's chin? That's our grammar tip sentence. Notice the phrase at the beginning of the sentence. Why spend time? It's a shorter way of saying, why should one spend time? So we can say, but why should one spend time developing extraordinary skill at crushing eggs with one's toes or balancing a ladder on one's chin? Use this phrase, why spend time, when you want to talk about why something should or shouldn't be done. For example, why spend time sitting in your car in a traffic jam when you can save time and money riding public transportation? Or, why spend time going from store to store looking for a gift when you can just shop online and have the gift delivered to your friend? If you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. Yes, why spend time doing those things? Now, Gabe, I'm glad to see that the time you spent with that ladder, you didn't hurt yourself. That's good.
Yeah, I didn't hurt myself, but my chin is a little bit sore. Anyway, here we're learning about some reasons why people want to break records, and one thing is fame. Okay, we read here, according to two-time world record breaker Larry Olmsted, everyone wants to be famous. Do you agree with that?
Well, I don't know if everyone wants to be famous, but people do like it when other people know who they are. Maybe not famous, but at least to be popular or liked by other people. I think that's pretty true.
It's true. And he continues, or we continue reading, breaking a record is a way to gain some recognition, even if you don't become a household name. All right, a household name is just a name that everyone knows. You don't have to be, you can go anywhere and everybody knows who you're talking about, like a famous actor or actress. Now let's talk about this word from our word bank. It is recognition. If you have recognition, what does that mean?
Well, it means that people recognize what you've done. They know about you. Or they give you praise or adoration. They tell you how much they appreciate or enjoy the things that you've done. They recognize your accomplishments.
Well, if you have accomplished something, do you like to get recognition for what you have done? It's a good question. Well, another reason why people pursue records is fortune. Alistair Galpin has made a career of breaking records. He's made a career of this. Let's take a look at that phrase. What does it mean to make a career of something?
Well, it means that you take something, some sort of task, and you turn that into your job. So here, instead of having a regular job, maybe at an office, his career or what he wants to do for his work, for his life, is to break world records. That's all he does.
That's right. He made a career of this. What do you want to make a career of? Well, we continue here learning about Mr. Galpin. He gives school presentations about his experiences and offers companies publicity for sponsoring his record-breaking attempts.
Great. And we have another word there, the word publicity. Now, publicity means that you get attention from the media. So magazines, newspapers, TV, reporters, journalists. We learned about journalists in one of our lessons this month. And so if you get publicity, then people will know more about you.
That's right. And some people say no publicity is bad publicity. Even if they're showing you doing something kind of strange, at least you're in the news, at least you're becoming a little bit famous. Well, anyway, it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the language lab, and then we'll see you later.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看的是 pursuit 这个名词。Pursuit 是指寻求或追求。例如 her pursuit of fame and wealth ended in tragedy.他对名利的追求结果以悲剧收场，或者是 The workers went on strike in pursuit of a 5% increase in wages. 机械工人以加薪 5% 为罢工的诉求。他的动词是 pursue, P-U-R-S-U-E. 例如 Sam wants to pursue a career in acting. Sam 想要从事表演方面的工作。接下来我们看的是 publicity, 这个不可数名词。我们看到这个字里面有 public, 公开的或公众的这个形容词，所以 publicity 是指宣传、宣传效果或者是名声。例如 ,this publicity campaign successfully promoted the sales of the album. 这个宣传活动成功的提升了专辑的销售。或者是 ,the publicity budget was cut by the committee. 委员会删减了宣传的预算。
Today we're talking about the pursuit of records. Why do people want to be in a book of world records? Why do they want to break records and set new records? Well, one reason is fame. Everyone wants to be famous. Another reason that was suggested in our lesson is fortune. Or another way to say that is money. You want to make money by doing something. Actually, the person who said that, Alistair Galpin, he made a record by placing 8 snails on his face in 10 seconds. He also licked 57 stamps in 1 minute. These are very strange things to do, just to break a record or to set a record of some kind. But he might be making a fortune. Right now, let's continue learning about 2 other reasons people might want to break world records.
Reaching for records. Accomplishment. Greta Eliasson broke a record for ski jumping over a 31-foot platform called a hip. Her hip jump was the world's highest. She wanted to show her skill,proving that women could ski as well as men. A compelling message. John Pritikin uses feats of strength during anti-bullying presentations in schools. He's even strong enough to roll a frying pan up like a wrap. Pritikin broke a record for rolling 2 together tighter than anyone before, hoping this would gain him more speaking opportunities.Whatever their motivations, people have done some crazy things in pursuit of world records.
All right, let's look at these 2 other reasons that people might try to break a world record. The first one, accomplishment. Greta Eliasson broke a record for ski jumping over a 31-foot platform called a hip.
That's right. This is also called a hip jump, the kind of jump that she was doing. Let's learn something new with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
Many of us are familiar with heteronyms, words with the same spelling but different pronunciations and different meanings. But are you familiar with suprafixed heteronyms?
Suprafixing simply describes the process of verbs morphing or becoming nouns. And as they do, their stress shifts from the second syllable to the first.
Right. Let's look at an example we find throughout today's lesson. The noun record It comes from the verb record.
Using both noun and the verb in a sentence, we might say, the officials arrived to record the man's attempt at breaking the record.
There are dozens of these kinds of heteronames in English, including present and present, permit and permit, produce and produce, which is a vocabulary word we'll encounter later this month.
Okay, so again, if it's the noun, put the stress on the first syllable. If it's the verb, place the stress on the second syllable.
Now, suprafixing doesn't just happen to verbs morphing into nouns. It happens to verbs that morph into adjectives, too.
That's right. As an example, we could say, it took the man several years to perfect his novel. Finally, last month, he decided it was perfect.
英文里头有很多的动词是可以当名词或形容词用的，但是要注意的是，同一个字词性不一样的时候，发音也不一样。像动词record是登记或记录下来，但一旦变名词的时候，重音就跑到前面record，表示记录。今天的课文里面record就出现了好几次。我们可以再举几个例子，动词permit是允许，但是当名词用读permit，表示执照。 动词present是介绍、推出，当名词用要读作present礼物。 我们都知道perfect是形容词，表示完美的。但这个字呢，如果当动词用，要读perfect，表示使一样东西完美。The actor tried to perfect his acting. 演员想要使他的演技更完美。这就是今天的Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Now, continuing to learn about Greta and her jump, or her hip jump. We read, her hip jump was the world's highest. She wanted to show her skill, proving that women could ski as well as men.
Yes, and you can find video footage of this hip jump on YouTube if you want. Let's continue learning about another reason people like to pursue records, a compelling message. And compelling is a word straight from our word bank. We talked about the word compel before, the verb. Here it's an adjective. If something is compelling, it kind of means it's inspiring. It gets you to want to do something.
That's right. It might also be something that keeps your attention. You want to focus on it. And here we see a very compelling message from a man named John Pritikin. He uses feats of strength during anti-bullying presentations in schools. And we have a video to show you of one of his presentations.
My little girl, Jaden, she's my buddy. When she was 5 years old, I had an idea to take her back to my school. So we got to the school that day and we got to campus. I said, Jaden, this is the classroom where the teacher told me those mean things. This is the spot in the hall where the boys tripped me and I was bleeding. And I showed the scar on my chin one more time. And then we went outside to the field where the tree is. It's still there. And I said, this is where Daddy ate lunch by himself every day. We got done. We started walking back to her car. I didn't want her to see me cry, because I was pretty depressed, because I wish I could have shown her where my jersey's retired and my name on the wall for my accomplishments. But I don't have a story like that. We got to the, as we're walking, she grabbed my hand. She stops me from walking. I looked down at her. She goes, Daddy? I said, yeah, Jaden? She said, I'm so sorry that happened to you. I said, no, it's okay. It's all right. But what she said to me next, I will never forget to the day I die. She looked at me with the big brown eyes and her curly hair. And she said, Daddy. I said, yeah, baby girl. She said, I would eat lunch with you. I'm sorry. That touched my heart. Still touches my heart. Yeah. You know what I would like to adopt today? every school that's represented here, I would like to adopt this, that no one is allowed to eat lunch by themselves anymore on campus. But we're going to watch out for one another. We're going to watch out for people like me. We're going to go back to school. We're going to go back to campus. And we're going to watch out. And we're going to be there. We're going to defend people. We're going to be heroes this year. We're going to end this year strong and learn at this character combine to be heroes.
As you can see, that was quite a touching video. And yes, he deals with bullying. He promotes anti-bullying, so he's against bullying in schools. Okay, let's continue learning about John Pritikin here, how strong he is. He's even strong enough to roll a frying pan up like a wrap. Okay, that's a wrap, like a burrito wrap, some kind of food. So he can roll this up just like that.
That's pretty impressive, and we learned that Pritikin broke a record for rolling two, so that's two frying pans together, tighter than anyone before, hoping this would gain him more speaking opportunities. That would be very strong.
That's right. Well, John Pritikin continues talking in this talk about his coach, Coach Edwards, who was a very inspirational man for him, someone who helped him, especially when he needed it most. Let's continue learning with another video about John Pritikin. And in this video, you'll see him roll up that frying pan like a wrap.
I've had the privilege now to speak to over 4 million students around the world. And everyone I get to talk to, everyone I get to encourage, I trace it back to my high school teacher, my special ed teacher, Mr. Edwards. Coaches, thank you for all the sacrifice you put into these young men and young ladies. Thank you for all the times you feel like giving up. You still come to practice. Thank you for believing us. Thank you for being that support system in our lives. So for Mr. Edwards and for me, coaches, thank you for everything you do. Players, let's give a big hand for all the coaches that are here today. You guys are awesome. You gonna give me a countdown from 10?
I'm ready to go,
baby. Roll this up. You guys, it was an honor to be today. Let's remember to be heroes. Let's watch out for one another. Let's eat lunch with one another. And thank you for being a hero with me today. I love you. I believe you. Give me a countdown from 10. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, stand up. 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Come on, Johnny. Like a burrito. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow, that was very impressive to see him roll that. Well, continuing with our last line, whatever their motivations, people have done some crazy things in pursuit of world records. And I think it's very true.
It is. Well, right now it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
好，继续我们来看的是 compelling 这个形容词。我们之前才学过动词 compel 是指迫使或使不得不。这里的 compelling 是它的现在分词当形容词的用法，意思是指引人注目的、令人信服的或者是无法抗拒的。例如 ,the compelling evidence proved the suspect's innocence. 这些强而有力的证据证明了嫌犯的清白。或者是 the model's compelling looks attracted everyone's attention. 这位模特儿令人无法抗拒的美貌吸引了每个人的注意。所以我们看的是 anti-bullying 这个形容词。anti 这个字根有反对或对抗的意思。bullying 是指霸凌。所以 anti-bullying 是指反霸凌的。例如 the anti-bullying campaign made a great impact on campuses. 这个反霸凌的宣传活动在校园里造成很大的影响。And now let's get back to our lesson.
One of the very interesting world records we learned about today was a man who could roll a frying pan like a wrap. Gabe, do you think you can make this frying pan into a wrap?
Carolyn, come on, are you kidding me? Of course I can. This is going to be... easy.
I don't think it's going to work, Gabe. Don't hurt yourself. Hurt yourself.
I deserve something for trying.
Well, I guess I can let you have some of my wrap.
Yes, that would be very nice.
Well, we will see you next time here on Studio Classroom.
See you later.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.